Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, from the studios, teeing it up, Swamps of Jersey and Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint for another NFL Sunday, October 18th, the year 2015. We welcome in the great Luke Morrow.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well, and I think, you know, we've talked so much this year about how down the NFL may be, but I think we finally reached a week here with a lot of good games, and I think it could be the best week yet.
We already have had a problem today in the National Football League. I'm not sure if you saw this, but and we're not doing this game, so we'll talk about it right now. The Panthers are playing the Seahawks, and the Panthers hotel fire alarm went off at 5:40 this morning.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and I heard about that, trying to think. It was a college football team, I think, last week, too. And I remember even with one of the baseball teams I worked with a year ago, something like that happened, too. And, you know, in these situations, I'm not saying that there's any funny business, but the teams do know where the opposing teams are staying. Fans could even know. You never know with these types of situations. It can make it tough for the visiting team when you get a wake-up call like that in the middle of the night.
And especially in a situation like this where it's a West Coast game and no one's looking to get up at that hour anyway. You know, it's one thing if you're on the East Coast and you're going to wake up somewhat, you know, soon after that anyway. But when you're on the West Coast, that's a jarring thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's tough enough to play those games without having to get up in the middle of the night there at 5:30, and I'm sure something like that doesn't help your body adjust to the time zone changes either.
And then one more note on that also is that you get in a situation there where it's one East Coast team, one West Coast team, so you've got body clocks that are all messed up. That doesn't help matters either.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see if it has an effect in the game, but yeah, those are tough situations, and I guess part of living on the road.
One other thing, will anybody lose today in the National Football League like Michigan lost yesterday?
I would like to think not. I think something like that is really only what you see in college. But, I mean, that's the great thing about football. There's always crazy finishes like that, always exciting outcome.
Unbelievable 24 hours. In sports, we begin with Washington and the Jets. The Washington team has a ton of injuries. The Jets team is off a bye. They are a happy bunch that should be rested, tanned. It looks like nobody misbehaved, which is always a good thing. And against Kirk Cousins, with a team that's been playing stout defense, I expect the Jets to win today and potentially set up a game 4-1 versus 5-0 against the Patriots next week.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about that, calling this almost like a must-win for the Jets to set up that big game with New England. I mean, do you buy into that? Is this an important win at this stage in the season?
I don't believe it's a must-win. I'm not going to say that. But it would be nice. It would be nice to be able to get your second loss, from the Patriots and not from, not from the lowly Washington team. So I think that's where that sentiment's coming from, is that you'd rather lose to a quality team than a team that's had a slew of injuries and has had drama and all this other stuff and all the stuff that Jay Gruden's had to go through this year. I think from the Jets' perspective, what's most important for them right now is to get off to a good start. When you come off a bye, you can kind of be lackadaisical. It's going to be very windy at the Meadowlands. It's going to be very chilly at the Meadowlands. The Jets can get off to a good offensive start and get the momentum rolling. They're going to be in a lot better position.
Yeah, and I agree with you about, getting the win this week before having to worry about the Patriots. And for this matchup, you look at the Redskins, the offensive line has struggled a bit. We'll see if they'll be able to run the ball against the Jets, but those two things are two things that are going to affect Kirk Cousins. And I used to be a Kirk Cousins fan. Somewhere along the line, he seems to have gotten worse during his NFL career. And if you're able to slow down the run game, you're able to get some pressure on him, put the game in his hands, then I certainly like the Jets' chances because of the amount of turnovers he's prone to.
Absolutely. And I think that what I think it surprised some people here is how aggressive and how even more blitz heavy Todd Bowles has been versus what Rex has been or Rex was. And keep in mind, starting today, Sheldon Richardson comes back from the Jets for the Jets, and that's going to be just another weapon on that front line for a team that already has 10,000 weapons up front. This is going to be a very interesting way to bellwether to see where they how much they integrate Sheldon, because it's like those NBA teams, Luke, and we talk about this all the time in basketball. Guy goes out, you have a nice starting five that you get in rhythm with, and here comes back the star. What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that could – team chemistry is a big part, especially football, when you talk about being the ultimate team sport. So, you know, last week was a lonely week for the show in that we didn't have the Jets or Vikings to talk about. Now today, Jets return from a bye against the Redskins, and the Vikings return from a bye to take on the Chiefs in a similar situation in that, like I said, both teams coming off a bye. But the Vikings needing a win to set up a game in a couple of weeks against the Packers, also going up against the quarterback in Alex Smith, who now loses his best threat offensively in Jamal Charles.
Don't you feel like, and Mike Francesa said this on radio last week, don't you feel like sometimes when you lose your soul, you just have a problem finishing? And that's what I thought happened last week to the Chiefs. They just had a problem finishing once Jamal Charles came back, and Francesa thought the same thing. And today, when you look at Minnesota, this is a Viking team that I think sees an opening for the second team in that division. Now, obviously, the Packers are going to roll here, and you're going to have to upset the Packers. But I think that this is an opportunity to assert yourselves as the second-best team in that division.
And it may be ambitious, but, I mean, the Vikings have an easier schedule, I'll say, because I don't think any game is necessarily easy in the NFL, but an easier schedule over the next 5 weeks leading up to a Packers game. And if they are able to win all five, it would make that Packers game very important and could even potentially give the Vikes a chance to win the division. But it starts today. And when you take away Jamal Charles and with the offensive line struggles that Alex Smith has gone through, we'll see how he can react and what Andy Reid may come with offensively. And on the other side, for the Vikings, whatever reason, they've struggled with 3-4 defenses this year protecting up front, and they're going to face another one today. So they have to keep Teddy Bridgewater upright, give AP some running room, and hopefully they'll be okay at home against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, isn't this the weirdest thing about how the Chiefs went so long with no wide receiver getting a touchdown pass, and then they've had a couple the last couple weeks? It just is like, it's so inconsistent, the performance in the passing game for the Chiefs, and now you lose Charles and you wonder what they're going to be without that element.
Yeah, they're going to need the receivers to step up. I mean, you look at this team without Charles, the only weapons now are the tight end Kelce and the wide receiver Macklin, who he's not like, you know, a Larry Fitzgerald or a Brandon Marshall type. I think he's a little easier to shut down. So some guys are going to have to step up for Kansas City today.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Packers, we have Packers-Chargers coming up later today on the CBS television network with our great friends Jim Nance and Phil Sims. Intriguing game. Depends what you think of Peyton Manning, in my opinion, because if you believe that Peyton will be Peyton, then the Chargers don't have an opening. If you believe that Peyton is no longer Peyton, then this is a crucial game for the Chargers.
I don't think Peyton will be Peyton. But with that said, I mean, the Broncos have gotten off such a head start. They have the Browns today, a game that they probably should win, and they have a good defense. So they'll still get their wins, and the Chargers are going to have to keep up, and the Chargers are going to have to figure things out and get it together. With that said, they're going into Lambeau, and it's tough to keep Green Bay down 2 weeks in a row, especially at home. While they did win last week, they did not play very well. They could have very easily lost that game to St. Louis. And for all the talk about Rodgers never throwing an interception at home, he had two last week. I don't expect him to have two down games back-to-back at home. I think the Packers will come out maybe with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and probably take it to the Chargers this afternoon.
I assume that your heart and soul felt a little better after Aaron Rodgers threw a pick. You know, did you feel like, okay, you know, he and I have something in common, we're not perfect?
Oh, it's great to see him throw two picks. But, the only positive about that was his previous interception before that was Harrison Smith of the Vikings. So every time they talked about it, the Vikings always got a plug and they would show the replay. So at least that was nice.
So basically, this is what Viking fans celebrate because you've had nothing to celebrate.
Hey, this year could be different.
You left me an opening. Sorry, Luke. switching gears. Look, I think that Aaron Rodgers is better than Philip Rivers. I think the Packers will win this game. It's at Lambeau, obviously. But that's just something to keep in mind. It's kind of alternative storyline here involving Peyton and the Broncos and what happens down the line. Pats Colts Deflategate matchup. What's the over-under on how many times Deflategate will get mentioned tonight? I'm going with 12.
Ooh, I think I'll take the over.
Yeah, could be a lot. Andrew Luck looks like he's going to play in this game. Brady is playing as good as I've ever seen Tom Brady. Is there anything to stop Tom Brady?
Not tonight. I mean, they talk about the Patriots playing angry. Well, this is the team, or at least one of the teams, maybe the Ravens too, that they should be angry at. And I think it could get ugly. But even Deflategate aside, before all that happened, you look at Andrew Luck and his history against the Patriots. I mean, he's 0-4, all four losses by 20 or more points. The Patriots just seem to have this Colts team figured out. So even if it's in Indianapolis, even with Luck back, who has not been very good this year, and now you throw in Deflategate, I think it'll be a Patriots blowout.
Yeah, still a highly one-sided affair. And Giants-Eagles, kind of a sleeper Monday night game. There's an opportunity for first place here, depending on how some things shake out for the Eagles. I think the Giants are the better team, and they should win this game, but Philly's rebounded.
They have. Both teams are playing better. For the Giants, it's been a little longer with their three straight wins, and the Eagles finally looked like the Eagles last week. But, Philadelphia at home, Monday Night Football, they beat the Giants both times last year, shutting out Eli one of those games. Should be a very good game. It's tough for me to pick. This is almost a toss-up to me, but I do like the Eagles at home needing a win and trying to find it against the Giants.
Luke, you and I enjoy talking football, but unfortunately we have reached the end of our radio program, which means we must move to the game pick section of the program. What is your game of the day?
One that we didn't talk about, and one with the fire alarm. I'm going to go Panthers-Seahawks.
Okay, you like your NFC. I'm going with the Deflategate matchup. Who will win game two, Cubs-Mets?
Oh, I'll say Mets.
I'm going to say Mets, too. What is your sleeper game of this week or day?
I'm going to say Bengals and the Bills. Bengals are obviously undefeated, but I think a little overrated, and I think the Bills are playing some good football.
Yeah, but you got E.J. Manuel starting that game.
That's true. Regardless, Bills got a good defense.
I'm going with the Monday Night Football matchup. The game to watch, the final round of the Fries.com Open on the PGA Tour during.
Ravens, Niners, both 1-4, and neither team interests me. They're boring.
Our great friends in Jacksonville are facing Houston. All right, nothing personal to Jacksonville. But that game or Miami, Tennessee, these Florida teams, Luke, are just not very good.
Yeah, you're telling me. I live in Florida, and every week it seems like you and I are picking one of their games as the golf game.
Yes, exactly. You're a survivor. This team's got zero shot of losing.
I'm going to say the Patriots on the road against the Colts.
Really? That's a gutsy pick there. I'm going to Tennessee. I don't think Dan Campbell can get these Dolphins. They just didn't look very good 2 weeks ago, so I'm not giving them a shot. Your player to watch today, Mr. Morrow.
I'm going to go with Andrew Luck in his return. Gut check time. Hasn't played well this year. Hasn't played well against the Patriots. Now you have to defend the whole Deflategate thing.
That is true. You got to step up big in a big spot. That's how we roll here in the National Football League. I'm going to go with Tom Brady. I think this could be a record-setting performance tonight for Tom Brady. I really, his father wants 160 points put up on the board. I think we could get that tonight.
Yeah, and I think parents should stay out of the sports as well.
And on that note, we are done. Luke, thanks.
My pleasure as always.
Enjoy your football Sunday and Monday.